on five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive. He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap, placement, kick by Hartley, and it is. It is good! It's good! It's good! Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Better Late Than Never episode for week 8. Officially giving it to you at the beginning of week 9. We currently have the Texans and the Eagles playing. I'm not sure on the score. Last I saw it was 14-14 tied up. That may have changed by now.
No, it's still there. There was that missed kick right before the...
Okay, so week 8. What interesting happened to you, you know, for you in... Week 8 of the NFL, what was the thing that stuck out to you?
Week 8 for me, just because I didn't get to watch as many games as I wanted to these last couple of weeks. I think week 8, it kind of, we talked about this, right? It kind of looked like it started settling into being the regular NFL we're used to again. You know, a little more of the expected teams won. You had a couple of really close games. But to me, it's, I think the story that I'm seeing the most is just how done the Packers look.
Yes.
And yeah, the Bucs and Brady, right? I mean, dropping three in a row.
But that's not going to stick for long with the Bucs. And I think all the teams in the NFC South, where it is right now, need to take advantage of the crappiness that is the Bucs at this moment and take a shot to move ahead into the division, do what you can to get out of it, and, you know, just take advantage of the fact that the Bucs are bad right now, because they're not going to be bad for the rest of the year. I mean, it's not going to last forever.
No.
Brady's going to stop being sad, and he's going to get over himself. And he's going to start playing the game again. And once he does that, it's going to be bad. Because that team is talented. They're deep. And they've had injuries. But that's a deep team. So they're going to come back strong. So everyone who's thinking they're going to not make it, or if they do, they're going to be one and done in the playoffs, you obviously haven't been paying attention.
No. They're gonna bounce back from this. That team is... Really, I'm going to be like, it's too good, and a lot of young talent on there. And look, Brady is going to...
A lot of old talent, too.
Yeah, well, look, he's losing the love of his life, and then he still has football. So he's got to make sure...
He's not losing the love of his life. He's still playing football.
He just lost his
wife and his family.
Yeah, you're looking at it that way. That's fair. You know... Falcons still 4-4.
Yeah, I mean, top of the division right now, right?
They're the ones
taking advantage of it. And I said to someone last week that if the Bucs aren't the winner of this division, the way it's shaping up, it's going to be the Falcons. They are a lot better than we gave them credit for coming into the season.
Then everybody gave them credit for.
Yeah, I mean, we're reaching halfway mark now, right? Week 9, that's the start of the new half. Or just the exact half before we move into the second half. They are way better than anyone gave him credit for. Marcus Mariota, I still don't think he's that guy to lead them to
a resurgence.
Yeah, he's serviceable enough to get them wins and to make them relevant. So, you know, and I hate to say it, but the Falcons are actually relevant right now.
Absolutely. That's the other big thing. And look, Cowboys, Dak comes back, you know, 49-29 over the Bears. Bears looking better.
The Bears, though.
The Bears have had a pretty good 2 weeks.
I mean, let's just be honest. It's another one of those teams.
They beat the Patriots. They have this flat. Like, you can see the potential of the Bears. in the last couple of games. And the Cowboys, you know,
I guess.
Just like,
I mean, I don't, but okay. But honestly, the Cowboys need to step away from Zeke, and they need to give everyone a heavy dose of Tony Pollard. Yeah, and maybe they need to trade Zeke. Well, I mean, it's too late for that this year. Maybe they need to let him go, you know, at the beginning of next season and whatnot. I don't know. I said it before. I feel like Zeke gained the word bust from me a few, you know, about two seasons ago.
AJ Brown just scored. Yeah, give me some points.
Okay, good for you. Congrats. I am going to – there's another player right now that I'm pretty pissed off about. And, you know, I don't know what to say other than the fact that Mike Thomas can go –
I think we've seen the last.
He needs to go take a long walk off a shark pier. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, screw that guy.
You don't have to say anything else, dude. Like, this is.
I mean, you took the money and you ran. And look, I defended you for the past 2 years. You know, injuries are a bitch to come back from, but it's the same thing. It's the same damn injury. It's your toe. Cut the damn thing off and get out on the field. I mean, there was a player last year who took part of his pinky off, sewed it up so he could play next week. You know, got caught in his glove. That happened. I mean, I'm not sure exactly on what season, but I know he didn't miss a game at all. He had that finger sewed up, and he was back out the next week. You got Mike Thomas here who can't, you know, stubs his toe, and he's gone for 3 years. You know, meanwhile, you got Brian Robinson Jr. over with the Redskins, takes a couple bullets, and he's back out in 4 weeks. You know, screw that guy. I mean, all this independent doctor crap that he's doing, the second opinions, all of this stuff, you're not trusting your team's training staff. You're blaming them for your injuries when it's all on you. You're not doing the right thing. You're not going to, you know, you did this last season. You didn't go to their mandated, you know, rehab and everything like that. You said, I'm going to do it on my own and blah, blah, blah. And same shit. I mean, I'm done with him. I hope he, you know what, just cut him. I don't even want anything for him. There's nothing we can get for him. No one's going to give us money for that bloated contract for a player who can't stay on the field for more than two games. So, I mean, we're going to be eating that dead money, but it just needs to be what it's going to be.
But it's not going to be that bad if we cut him. So, I mean, you know, it's not going to be that bad if we eat it now, right?
You know, and this comes at a bad time for the Saints, right? Because you just saw them blank. You know, you saw that defense do what it can do. They blanked the Raiders, which I know people say, oh, it's the Raiders. They're losing record just like the Saints. But the Raiders were the top three offense in the NFL at that point in time. And we blanked them. You know, Alvin Kamara had more yards between receiving and rushing than the Raiders had throughout the whole week. They did not cross the 50-yard line until 2 minutes left in the game in garbage time. I mean, that's how dominant the defense was against this team. And that's the defense we said that we thought we were going to have all season. And it took us until week 8 for that team to wake up and play some defense. So maybe that's the beginning of something new. We get P.J. Williams back this week, coming off of IR. He's been reactivated off of IR. So we don't know if he's going to be out there playing. Lattimore is still questionable. I don't know what is up his craw right now, but, you know, get back out on the field and let's do the thing. You know, you're in a division right now to where you still have the opportunity to take over and show us what we said at the beginning, that you guys should be winning this division. And I still believe that they have that capability if they can continue this trend that they showed last week.
Yes.
And I know I'm going to catch crap for that just because I'm a homer and that's what I do. But I mean, it is.
That's what we do, right? I mean, we are a New Orleans based podcast. So we have our team, and that's why we never bet on them when we do our money lines. Like, I'm just like, I don't bet on the Saints. I just don't do it. Call it superstition, call it what you will, but I mean, look, the Raiders, that's another team. They've lost every game by, like, 3 points, you know, that they've lost or something.
Except for last week, 24.
Except for last week. And we blanked them. We blanked them last week. They didn't cross the 50-yard line to like
2 minutes left.
Yeah.
No, fourth quarter. It was garbage time. Yeah, it was garbage time. It was like it was past 2 minutes. I mean, it was last like minute 30 before they finally crossed, and they still didn't make it in the end zone. The team stepped up and held them out. Like I said, it was just an overall good team. I mean, Sean Payton came in the locker room and talked to him before the game, and I don't know if that's what hyped them up, but I mean, I hope Dennis Allen recorded it so he can play it before every game, because something needs to be done. Maybe he needs to become passionate and actually say something and do something instead of just standing there on the sideline with a pin in his hat not doing anything.
Yeah, and look, he's still finding his footing, I think, at the head coaching spot, right? Because, I mean, he was with the Raiders for, what, two seasons?
Yeah, and that was a shitty time. And look, I don't count that time when he was with the Raiders as anything important, because there wasn't a coach that was ever going to be successful with that Raiders team with Al Davis as you know, leading it up, making picks, you know, going after somebody. He drafted a receiver. I don't remember. You know, he definitely should not have been drafted in the first round. But the only reason they drafted him in the first round because he had the fastest 40 time. You know, but he was like a second, third round talent that they pulled in the first round because he was fast. You know, Al Davis didn't know what he was doing with the team, and that was just a bad time for Raiders coaches altogether. I mean, you saw that was right after Gruden left, all that good stuff. So, I mean, no one was going to be successful with that ownership and the way that they were running that team. And it seems like that's still the same way. So, I mean, come on, Tutu, what you got?
Let's see. I think overall, the only other game I really wanted to talk about, Browns over the Bengals on Monday Night Football. That one hurt. Cleveland just Nick Chubb, dude. What else can you say, man? Cleveland looked really good, and they're not out of this thing at all. I know we kind of.
Look, we've had a season so far to where no division is like won except, you know, the AFC West, possibly with the Chiefs leading that, the AFC East with the Bills.
That's wide open.
You know, and then the NFC East probably looks sewed up, but you know, who knows what's going to happen.
I mean, the AFC East is 6-5-5-4. The North is 5-4-3-2, you know, with the Steelers. Good Lord. Tennessee is atop the South at 5 with Colts with 3 wins. So, I mean, that might be the only division that I see that's actually decided at this point. You know, Kansas City 5, Los Angeles Chargers 4, Broncos 3, Raiders 2, Philly 7-6-6 in the NFC East, you know, 6-3-3-1 with Minnesota in charge of the North. I mean, you know, Green Bay looking done. I've never seen a team go. It's a shocker for Aaron Rodgers' team to be doing this. And Matt LaFleur has just.
I mean, I called this the beginning.
He just let that team go to shit. I don't understand as a head coach how this happens. And I think he's on the hot seat. I think he's on the hot seat.
People call me crazy when I picked the Vikings to win the division over the Bucks. I mean, over the Packers, because they were like, oh, all he lost was Devontae Adams. Yeah, but they didn't bring anybody in to replace Devontae Adams.
Nope.
You know, you don't bring in Mark Valdez-Scantling and say that that's your replacement for Devontae Adams. That's not it. You know, you're not going to – that's not going to do it for you. I mean – I don't know who they brought in. I think that's who it was. I think that's who they lost. I don't even remember.
No, they lost MVS, and then now they have just a bunch of rookies and aging talent. Yeah, you know,
exactly. I mean, they just don't bring those guys in and expect that to replace the receivers you lost.
You've got Alan Lazard, which is I think it's his second or third year. Romeo Doubs is a rookie. Sammy Watkins. You know, it just Robert Tonyan's like your best receiver, and that's your tight end who needs to block because Rodgers is getting pressured all the time. So it's just a
Sammy Watkins has been a disappointment for the longest time now. I mean,
he has never really
in Buffalo.
He has
a disappointment in Kansas City. What makes you think he's going to work out in Green Bay?
Yeah.
You know, everywhere he's been subpar.
Well, he was supposed to be that guy in Carolina, and Cam Newton was supposed to be lighting up the scoreboard with him. Well, that never happened. Yeah. You know, and look, you go from being that hot shit in college, and then you make the transition, and if you're not willing to put in the NFL work, it's going to be real hard.
Yeah, it's a different game, and some people are able to make that transition, and some people just can't do it. And, you know, he was not one that ever did it. I mean, he was never like bottom of the barrel, but he wasn't going to be the guy to win you games. He wasn't going to be the guy that was going to be on your highlight reel every week.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of somebody else, not Cam Newton. He never was in Carolina. I'm tripping. He came in Buffalo, but yeah,
I know at Buffalo, I know he did Buffalo. He did time in Buffalo. He did time in Kansas City.
Yeah. He had a decent second year in Buffalo, but I mean, he hasn't eclipsed 1,000 yards since his second year in the league, and he hasn't topped 600 yards in 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, like, he's got one 600-yard season in the last seven. So, I mean, look, he's a guy. He's been the best of role player, but he's not going to bring your offense, and going back to Green Bay, he's not going to bring your offense over the top, right?
No,
that guy later, but he's not there now. He's a rookie.
Yeah, but you sat back and you relied on Devontae Adams, and you brought in nothing to replace him. I don't care. You could have the best quarterback in the world, and you know, to me, that's not Aaron Rodgers. To some people, that is. And he can't make it happen with the people he has because the talent level is just not there. You know, you got to have at least one guy. You got to have that one dude to pull double coverage to open up these other guys to let them be open, right? And then once they start catching the ball and then they start respecting their game, and then that guy can blow up again. And that's what Devontae Adams did in Green Bay. He always pulls double coverage. He let the other guys, MBS, you know, Robert Tonyan and all of them make the plays. And then once, you know, they saw that they were making the plays, and then that's when – you know, by the third quarter, that's when Devontae Adams was open and Aaron Rodgers can bomb him down the field and win the game. And they just don't have that formula right now, you know. So, yeah, Green Bay is going to be at the bottom of this division, towards the bottom of this division by the end of the year. And I think Minnesota's going to run away with it.
Yeah, and that's what the Vikings are going to do. I don't see anyone in that division coming back on the Vikings. And I feel like the Vikings are kind of the quietest division leader right now. Like, there's not a lot of hype about it.
They're quietly doing it because they're not even dominating. That's the thing. It's like, it's not a domination factor from them. They're just winning more games than the other teams in their division right now. So,
well, look,
it's kind of like they're on that bottom end.
You beat the Lions by four. You beat you beat the Saints by three, you know, field goal, right? You beat the Bears by seven. You beat the Dolphins by eight. Then you beat the Cardinals, you know, eight.
Let's bring in the fact checkers. Let's get this done.
And, you know, you beat the Packers on opening weekend, so... Your only loss is to the Eagles, which, I mean, to be fair, everybody's lost to the Eagles. So
yeah, but like I said, it's not dominating. It's not a domination factor.
No,
you know, they beat the Saints in London by a lucky call here and there, and you know, the fact that we had some bum calls, and then for Will Lutz to have to make 260-yard field goals to tie the game up to bring it to overtime, it's just not
the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, they won that game, but I think that was on the fact that the Saints lost that game more than the Vikings.
Hey, guys, for everybody on Twitch, we're having some issues, apparently. So if you switch over to YouTube or Facebook, you'll be able to catch the rest of the show. Sorry about that. I don't know what the hell is going on. Some connectivity issues on StreamYards through StreamYard, so I have no idea. So I mean, look, give them credit. They're going to be the best team in the North. You know, it's going to be very tough for the Bears to come back and get to them. The Lions just aren't there yet.
No.
You know,
the NFC West, I mean, that's basically that to me.
Seattle and San Francisco right now.
Yeah, San Francisco with Christian McCaffrey. Let's talk about that guy, right? So when he's not hurt, he's awesome, right?
Dude, switch teams. Put up almost 100 yards your first game there. I don't say that much, like 60 yards. But
yeah.
And then you come in and you have a hat trick. Like, the dude is that there's
that guy's
that
good.
Team, that team is on another level. And it's just like Von Miller going to the Rams last year, right? It just made all the difference.
And I mean, hell, when Jimmy Garoppolo can't throw the touchdown, just hand it to Christian McCaffrey. Let him do it.
That's it. I think he's like the first running back with that hat trick since.
It's been a long time. I think LaDainian Tomlinson did it. I actually thought that Taysom Hill did it. In that game against Seattle, but you know he had the one throw and then four rushing touchdowns or something like that, three rushing touchdowns. I thought he had caught one, threw one, and ran one, but no, he didn't catch any on that one.
First TD trifecta since 2005.
Yeah, but I mean, back to divisions. I mean, the West. To me, that's going to be San Francisco's going to end up probably taking that. I don't think the Rams are going to even come close to repeating. They might not even make the playoffs the way it's finishing up. Seattle came on very strong. I don't know what Geno Smith did up there, but they came on very strong, and they have a good possibility of taking that second place in that division. NFC East, we talked about the Eagles are going to run with that. The NFC South is still wide open with a bunch of mediocre and crappy teams, and that's coming. You know, I'm saying the Saints are crappy. Yes, they have to prove it. One shutout victory is not enough to prove it. They just have to keep that going. Give me a few more weeks of that, and then we can talk.
Yep.
You know,
it was LaDainian Tomlinson, by the way.
Okay. I got some knowledge locked up in here. I forgot what I was going to say. Y'all have the Giants making the playoffs. That is a good possibility. I think they're going to fall off. I don't think they're going to keep it up. I think they're going to eventually fall off. And, you know, but that's a team
there's three wild card spots.
So it's possible. Look, yeah.
Here's your wild cards right now. Dallas, Giants, 49ers.
Yeah, you got 49ers really on a wild card?
Yeah.
Who's winning the division right now?
Well, I'm saying it's Seahawks or 49ers, right? Like, it's going to be some combination of those two.
Okay.
Nobody in the NFC South is playing well enough to be a wild card.
To even deserve making the playoffs, much as
exactly. It's a division winner is going to be the only team from our division in there. Same thing with the NFC North, right? There's just, unless one of these other three teams has some miraculous second half of the year, you know, none of that's going to happen. So I think the Giants are actually in a good spot to make the playoffs. If I had to make a guess, I'd say, yeah. I'd say they're looking at a six.
Probably going to be
at worst.
Yeah. They're going to be at the bottom of it, but they're going to make it. Looking at the way that the NFC is shaping up. You know, we'll do that next week. You know, we'll give that on our halfway mark. We'll talk about who, you know, where we're at in the divisions, where we think it's going to end up at. You know, and we'll start talking MVP maybe. That's still too early for that. I don't know. But anyway, our picks. Let's do that, right? That's always fun. So, I don't know what happened to it. It died again. Okay.
All right, I'll start off. So this week, give me the Vikings, as we were just talking about it, over the Commanders. I don't even know if that's the freaking – I don't care. I don't care if that's the right abbreviation. I don't give a shit. Because you know what? Still Redskins to me, damn it. Give me Buffalo over the Jets. Hail to the Redskins. Fight for old DC. Okay, that'll get us canceled. Fuck it. Arizona over Seattle. And then give me Cincy over Carolina. I will say this. I feel a little bit of a trap vibe coming from Buffalo and Arizona. I think Arizona-Seattle is... I like Arizona. They're just looking a lot better in these last couple of weeks. Everything's coming together. You get DeAndre Hopkins back. Made all the difference in the team. Made all the difference in how they have to be defended. It really opens up your wide receiver too, whose name escapes me at the moment. But I think it still gives the Cardinals a shot to get back in this thing. Right? Rondale Moore was not a wide receiver one, but he's a great two, and we're seeing that. So
yeah, but Hollywood Arizona, Brown was. So.
Hollywood Brown was, but where has he been?
Well, that's just it. I mean, waiting for Kyler to finish up Call of Duty.
I mean, look, he's on IR right now. So yeah. I think he's I think he's just done. I don't know if he's – I think it's IR return, but I'm not 100%.
I think it's going to be for the season. All right, but anyway, 2-2 went 3-1 last week, so we're going to have to go back because we forgot to – I accidentally deleted the banner, so I'm going to have to go back and figure out the numbers. But I also went 3-1, which means I'm up on him by one game right now, wherever the numbers fall out. So I have the Los Angeles Chargers over the Falcons. Bucks over the Rams. I don't think we're going to get another game out of Tampa losing like that. I have the Raiders over the Jags. I think that that shutout by the Saints is not going to happen again this week, especially with the Jags defense.
No.
And I have the Pats over the Colts because I think the combo between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi is going to be enough to take down Ellinger and the Colts. So that's what I have this week. We'll see how that plays out. And yeah, that's all I got.
That's it.
I mean, you know, it's a late week.
We got one quarter left here, and the Eagles are up 21-17 with Houston. Houston actually making this a really good game. They look fantastic so far. Really coming together. Look, Lovie Smith is going to do what Lovie Smith does, and he's going to keep this team focused, and he's going to keep them playing football.
And someone's going to eventually beat the Eagles. So,
yeah, if it happens to be the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football, then this is the best Thursday night game like in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
you know, it's just they've been terrible. I feel bad for the Amazon and for the team because they have just gotten like just horrendous games.
That's another thing. I'm sorry. We need to talk about that. The Commanders are up for sale. So you know, Commanders are up for sale. So I am currently purchasing lottery tickets to win the Powerball because it's going to be $1.5 billion. If I can pull off a win there, I will partly own some of the Commander. That's what I will do with my winnings. So I can change the name back to the Redskins because I don't give a damn. And you know, screw you guys.
I love it. Well, count me in.
We'll see what happens.
I don't know who buys it, right? Like,
Jeff Bezos is in the lead to buy him, so maybe he'll change it to the Washington Times.
Elon just blew $45 billion on Twitter. What's an extra two on an NFL team?
Yeah, I mean, he should have bought an NFL team. But
he could just rename them the Teslas. Or whatever, you know?
I mean, just think about if he buys it, he can name him the Washington Twits. Just keep with that Twitter name.
Yes. Twitter Stadium. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes.
What would be even better in a big FU to Jeff Bezos is if Bezos buys it, and then Elon buys naming rights to the stadium. So, All right, guys, so that's what's happened in football last week.
This week should be fun. A lot of good games this week.
Get this out in the same place.
Probably will be watch as many as possible, Cabin, but home stretch for me on the campaign. So
yeah, we'll see.
I'll be knocking doors these next few days. But thanks as always, everybody. We love y'all.
All right, guys, catch us on.
We'll catch you next week.
We're gonna we'll get Twitch figured out. But check us out on Facebook, YouTube. Look us up on all the places you get your podcasts from. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your enemies, and we'll see y'all next week.
Deuces. All right, deuces.